Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends. Since August, we've been on a journey we call the Grand Narrative, seeking to gain an overview of God's great story found in His book, the Bible. We began in Genesis. Of course, in order to already be at the end of 1 Kings, that means we are leapfrogging through the Bible, jumping from major event to major event. Perhaps you feel we're missing so much really good stuff with this overview approach. Well, if you've been with us on this Walking with Jesus journey for a while, you know I normally go much more slowly, digging more deeply, taking God's Word in more bite-sized pieces. Almost 2 years ago, we took several months to look much more closely at the Old Testament. So, may I urge you to consider our Walking with Jesus Archives Library tab at the top of our homepage. In May 2024, you'll find much more about Elijah and the stories of 1 Kings. To make it easy for you, here's one link to that month of teaching about Elijah from May 24. Today, let's jump from Elijah's great experience with God on Mount Carmel and Mount Horeb to Elijah's miraculous departure from this earth. That story is found in 2 Kings chapter 2. As you'll see, Elijah had been led by God to name Elisha as his successor. Elisha would be the next primary prophet of God to the kings of the northern kingdom Israel during this era of history, approximately 850 BC. I say next primary prophet because during the 200 years of the existence of the northern kingdom, God sent many prophets to his people, warning them of disaster which was awaiting them if they did not repent from their wicked ways and turn back to honoring the God with whom they had made a covenant at Mount Sinai in the days of Moses. But alas, both kings and people of Israel not only turned a deaf ear to God, they rejected God and embraced the wicked worship and ways of neighboring nations, to their detriment and eventual demise, as we will see over the next few days. Most recently, wicked King Ahab had been killed in battle, according to 1 Kings 22, and his wicked son Ahaziah followed his father's example, totally disregarding God and his prophets. This miracle of Elijah being swept up by a chariot of fire and horses of fire, while Elijah and Elisha walked along talking together, is one of the most significant leadership mantle passing experiences in all history. As you read it, you'll be amazed. It is also one of only two examples in the Bible of a person departing planet Earth without dying. Enoch is the other, Genesis chapter 5. You'll notice Elisha had requested only one thing from Elijah, his mentor, a double portion of his spirit, according to 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. The evidence of that powerful spiritual anointing is seen in the miracles Elisha performed beginning immediately after Elijah was taken up into God's presence. At Elisha's striking of the river with Elijah's coat, God opened the River Jordan so Elisha could walk across on dry ground. Eyewitnesses declared, "The spirit of Elijah is now resting on Elisha." 2 Kings 2, verse 15. My friends, as you read through 2 Kings chapter 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, you will be mesmerized as you'll see Almighty God did several more remarkable, amazing miracles through Elisha within the next very short period of time. Why? First, to confirm that, yes, God's Holy Spirit was powerfully anointing Elisha to be God's prophet spokesman, communicating God's messages to Israel's kings and people. But secondly, to continue proving to Israel's kings and people that the false idol gods they worshiped were nothing but man-made statues with neither life nor power. As you look closely at each of Elisha's miracles, you'll see they demonstrate God's unlimited power over nature, like rivers and springs, according to 2 Kings chapter 2, and God's power to supply an abundance of water in the desert, 2 Kings chapter 3, God's power to supply financially for a widow and her son, enabling them to escape slavery, 2 Kings chapter 4, God's power to predict pregnancy and birth for a childless woman, and later restore her dead son to life, 2 Kings chapter 4. God's power to protect people from poisoned food and multiply a little good food to feed an army, and God's power to heal an official from leprosy and inflict a deceptive wicked man with leprosy, 2 Kings 5. And one of my favorite miracles, God's ability to open the eyes of Elisha's servant so he could see a spiritual army protecting them, 2 Kings chapter 6. Now, friends, if you read those chapters, seeing the remarkable, miraculous work of God, and you remain unaffected, something is very wrong with your soul. Would you agree? Each of those miracles should challenge your mind, your logic, for they are impossible events without God's power. And if your heart is not touched by how those miracles responded to the needs of people, you may have a hard heart that is beyond hope or help. However, the sad truth is the people of Israel, while amazed at the miracles, remained resistant to anything God had to say to them or any overture of love from God. And that attitude, that behavior, sealed their doom. Tomorrow, we'll look at how God dealt with wicked leaders of Israel who should have led the people to God, but instead not only led them away from God, but led them in embracing the wickedness, immorality, violence, and even child sacrifice demonic behavior so abhorrent to God and practiced by pagans living near Israel. For today, please let the story of Elisha and God's miracles awaken hope in you that impossible is not a word in God's vocabulary. So no matter what you are facing, God is more than enough. Do I hear a great amen?